The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson today, the disciples are worried Jesus won't be with them in time. Feels like a child worried about their parents leaving home, not feeling safe and secure. Now, it's important to note here that last week's gospel message, this is a continuation of last week's gospel message. Jesus is still speaking. So if you were here last week or you caught the sermon last week, we were at John chapter 14, 1 to 14, and this week it's John chapter 14, 15 to 21. So Jesus is still speaking. Many of us don't have to remember just what it was like to be a child and having your parents leave you with a sitter. Or even you having to leave your own children with a sitter. Many of us have a hard time wondering what life would be like, what the world would be like when someone we love is no longer with us. Many of us have had to endure and continue to endure that reality, someone that we love no longer being with us. But Jesus provides us this assurance that the disciples, you and me, will not be orphaned. Now, when we go back to John chapter 13, Simon Peter wants to know where Jesus is going. And Jesus says, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me. You can't follow me now, but you will follow afterward." And in John chapter 14, verse 5, last week we heard Thomas say, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" The disciples are impatient. They want to know. They want to see. They want Jesus to give them a clear path. They want to just spell it out for us, Lord, so we can understand. How many of us want that from God, right? Just spell it out for me. Just show me what this is all about, and I can go in that direction. And I don't mean this in the way that some Christians do this. There's a toxic rhetoric around the quote-unquote plan. But when we cannot legitimately understand or see, there's an understandable tendency in us to feel orphaned, to feel abandoned. And when we feel orphaned or abandoned, there is a sense of hopelessness that we are filled with. And Jesus is not giving the disciples a plan. What does he give them? He gives them a promise. And he does show them the way. Jesus uses love verbs a lot. And in our gospel lesson today, it begins and ends with love. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, what are Jesus' commandments? Now, if we just focus on what Jesus says in John's gospel, don't come at me and be like, well, he says this in Matthew, right? I'm just focusing on John's gospel. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It's John chapter 13. Just as I have loved you. Now here's what Jesus says in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Wow. Just as I have loved you. Sacrificial love for others. And this might be the simplicity of our judgment when all is said and done. The question asked to each and every one of us, where did you not love in your life? Where did you not love in the world? And then to be confronted by the cross, to be confronted with Christ on the cross, to be confronted with the crucified and risen Christ that extends grace, mercy, and forgiveness to you. Because the love that we receive from God in Jesus Christ is unconditional. It knows no limitations. We know in our broken selves that our love can be limited. We know in our broken selves that our love can be conditional. We know the reality of hurt and pain in our lives. How many of us have been or maybe continue to be hesitant to open ourselves up to love and to being loved at the risk that we may be hurt. Jesus knows that pain. Jesus knows that reality and our limitations. And he shows us a new way to live in this world, to embrace the promise that he has for us, with the reminder that through it all, we will not be orphaned. The advocate, the Spirit of truth, abides with us, not just to fill us with information about Jesus, but the ability to trust Jesus, to trust in the promises of Jesus, and then the ability to love like Jesus. We are not orphaned, and our ability to do these things are not possible apart from God's abiding presence in our lives and in the world. In John 14, 19, Jesus says, in a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. Once again, we see how we are joined to the resurrected Jesus now. How that means something now. It's not a destination into the future. It's a reality now. The way of Jesus, the path that Jesus shows us, it's a journey to the various parts in your life, in your pilgrimage here on earth, where God calls you to be, to keep his commandments, to love one another, to love the world as he loves the world. And we're invited into the love of God, which for us is the Holy Trinity. We're invited into God's economy of love, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is in this economy of God's divine love that we share this love not with just in the church family, but within the community, out in the whole world. And I love to emphasize Luther's explanation of the third article of the Creed in the Small Catechism, because it is the Holy Spirit that gives us this ability to know and to trust Jesus. And it is Jesus who shows us the Father. It's through this revelation that the one God in three persons, as we Christians articulate, is the God who is love, that we can confidently say as Christians that God is love. God is love, and this love abides in us and with us. God is love, and this loving presence that Jesus promises will never leave us. It will not leave us in times of joy or sorrow, when we celebrate life, when we grieve loss. In life and death, this love is always with us, which is a promise that love and life will always endure. This is the good news of the love that we share when we keep the commandments of Jesus, to love as Jesus has loved us. This is one of the gifts that our worship particularly offers us as a reminder of all this. In holy baptism, we are washed anew and brought into God's family with the promise that God is always present and will never let you go. And during the Easter season, I get to remind you of that promise, right? If you get hit with some water, right? When we know that we've fallen short in our inability to keep the commandments of Jesus, not fully loving others and the world as Jesus loves, the presence of God who is with us says to us at confession and forgiveness, I love you and I forgive you. When we hear the word and the proclamation of the gospel, the Spirit enables our hearts and minds to hear God's enduring love and promise in the past, present, and future. And when we receive the holy meal, we cling to the promise of the real presence of Christ in that meal, in the bread and wine. We hear those words given for you and shed for you that points us to the love of Christ and the life that he laid down for the world. In this meal, a loving God who continues to feed us with God's self gives us comfort and assurance that God is present with us and abides with us and gives us the very food that will sustain us in the world to follow the way of Jesus and to embody Jesus' commandment of love. We go out into the world imitating the way of Jesus. But Jesus even invites us to do more than imitate, to participate in the divine love that we experience by sharing it and embodying it. If you read further in John 14, verse 23, Jesus says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Now, last week we heard Jesus talking about, I'm going to go and make rooms, make many dwelling places, right? This is a reminder that our home with God is now. Our home with God is now. Provides comfort to the grieving. Should also give hope for the hopeless. And alleviate the pain and burden of those suffering today. Because the goal of the Christian life is not to escape this world, but to embrace God's love for this world now. To love the world that God loves. To dwell with God, the God who is love, who has welcomed us into God's divine home now. Beloved children of God, may we trust in the promise of God's abiding presence that is with us now. May God give us the ability to love as Christ loves us. And may we always cling to the hope that this promise and love endures forever, in joy and in sorrow. Because we are always at home with our God, who is love forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.